a Rayo original podcast.
Hi, I'm Catherine Ryan, and welcome back to Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion, the place where aging myths get busted and the latest research gets a glow up. Coming up, Dr. Nick's straight up from the lab to give you a heads up on hard science. We've got your questions lined up, and as always, she'll finish up with a quick fix to help you stay younger from the inside out. This week, we're talking electrolytes, those pesky little critters that claim to help your body recover more quickly.
Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
So welcome to this week's episode. And yes, we are talking about electrolytes because all of a sudden it seems like they are everywhere. They're in powders, tablets, sachets, drinks. Social media is definitely making it sound like we're all chronically deficient in them. And one scoop of electrolytes is going to, you know, answer all our problems. But the question is, do we actually need them? So that is what we're going to dive into in this episode. So let's move straight on to the science bit. So first of all, what actually are electrolytes? Well, electrolytes are basically minerals that carry an electric charge when they are dissolved in water. So the main ones that you'll hear about are sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and chloride. And that electrical charge that I spoke about is important because your body basically runs on electricity. So every time your heart beats, every time your muscles contract, every time even a nerve sends a signal, that's actually electrical activity in your body. And it's these electrolytes that make them possible. So for example, sodium and potassium work together in your body to create an electrical gradient that allows your nerves to fire and your muscles to contract, whereas calcium actually helps trigger your heart to contract and pump the blood around your body. Magnesium, on the other hand, will help your muscles relax after they've contracted, and it also supports hundreds of reactions in the body. So electrolytes are absolutely essential. And because they're so essential to your life, your body regulates them very, very tightly through a process that is known as homeostasis. That is homeostasis.
Science word of the week.
So homeostasis is your body's ability to keep internal conditions stable. So even when the outside world changes, your body is really fighting to keep the inside world constant. And that means it doesn't matter what is going on around us, the body is constantly monitoring these internal conditions to make sure important things like your electrolytes are kept within very tight parameters. And when it comes to electrolytes, it's your kidneys that do this job. So your kidneys will constantly check and adjust the electrolyte levels in your blood by filtering out any excess or conserving them if you need some more. So in a healthy person, if you are eating a balanced diet and you're drinking when you're thirsty, then your electrolytes will stay within a very narrow range. They're very tightly controlled. And that means that most people do not need to supplement electrolytes daily. In fact, if you take large amounts of electrolytes when you don't need them, it can be counterproductive. So for example, if you're taking too much sodium, it can actually raise your blood pressure. If you're taking too much potassium, this can also be dangerous, particularly if your kidney function isn't optimal. And also, anybody that's ever took too much magnesium will know that this can cause digestive upsets. So the system works best when it's balanced. So I'd say that on a day-to-day basis, under normal circumstances, most people do not need extra electrolytes. But there are specific situations where you might. For example, if you are doing prolonged, intense exercise, especially in the heat, if you're sweating heavily, you know, the type where you literally can feel salt on your skin after, then in this case, you should be looking to replace both the lost fluids and also the lost electrolytes. Another case where you might need them is if you've been sick, if you've been vomiting, or if you've got diarrhea. Both of these things can impact your fluid and electrolyte salt levels. So in that case, you would want to use some sort of electrolytes to rehydrate. But for the average person, on the average day, for the average gym session, water and a balanced diet are usually enough because your body is very good at doing its job maintaining them.
Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
When she was on the sofa, EastEnders legend Natalie Cassidy told us she was taking electrolytes along with a host of other things to try and stay healthy.
So you're taking things?
I do take a few bits. So there's electrolytes, I take those sometimes. Mm. And her collagen, I'm working my coffee, the fatty coffee, you know, like a creamer.
Yeah. Two things I did see on your supplement list that were like a big gold star for me were turmeric.
Yes.
And ginger.
Yeah, always.
And I, you know, I always say to people that like things like supplements, they're never going to outdo a bad lifestyle, but they are like the sort of cherry on the top. Mm-hmm. And turmeric and ginger are both very well known and have some really great research behind them as antioxidants and also anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm. They seem to like turn down inflammation in the body. So I think, you know, those could be contributing. It's probably like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But they are really great for suppressing any inflammation.
Do you cook with them?
Yeah, ginger I do a lot.
Yes.
I don't you have a cookbook?
Oh, well, I need to do one, don't I? I would like to do one.
I feel
I'll do the 101st for you soon.
I mean, my main takeaway is that you're this amazing cook. You grow fresh veg, whatever you're doing, like the whole holisticness of your lifestyle is getting
that
you the lowest.
That makes me sound like a fraud, honestly. I'm
not.
I promise you, it's not like that.
So yes, as you've probably heard me say many times, I think home cooking is definitely the best way to help you age well, because all of these other things that we are talking about, like supplements, like electrolytes, are like the icing on the cake. These are the things that you should be using only if you've got everything else in your diet nailed first.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
Okay, so now let's move on to some questions. And the first one is from Catherine.
Hannah has the first question. She's 35. She says, I've started taking electrolytes after workouts, but I'm not sure how often I should be using them. Can you explain how electrolytes support muscles and whether there's such a thing as too much?
Okay, so that's a great question. Now, first of all, if your workouts are under an hour and you're not sweating excessively, I would say that plain water and just proper nutrition are typically sufficient. But if you're doing these long sessions, especially in the heat, then electrolytes definitely can help. Now, when it comes to muscles, electrolytes help support the muscles' contraction. They help support the nerve signaling and also the recovery. So yes, they can help with muscle health as we age. Magnesium in particular supports muscle relaxation and it can help to reduce cramping, while sodium and potassium can also help to maintain fluid balance around your muscle cells. But more's not all always better, especially sodium. And if you chronically overconsume electrolyte drinks when you don't need them, it can disrupt fluid balance in the body. So definitely think of electrolytes as tools in the right situation, but not daily essentials. And the next question is from Joanna, who's 49. And she says, I sweat a lot during exercise, especially in summer. And I'm worried that I'm not replenishing properly and it might be affecting my energy and recovery. What is the safest and most effective way for women my age to use electrolytes? Okay, Joanne. So as we get older, fluid and electrolyte regulation can definitely shift slightly. So hydration does become a bit more important. So if you're sweating a lot during exercise, especially in summer, it is a good idea to be replacing both fluids and electrolytes. Now, the safest approach to doing this is to make sure that, first of all, you want to be starting off hydrated before exercise and then use electrolytes during and after the exercise session. So to start with, look for moderate sodium levels, so not extreme doses, around 300 to 700 milligrams per hour during prolonged exercise is typically adequate, depending on the rate that you sweat in. And also just remember that food contains electrolytes too. So if you're just having a balanced meal afterwards with protein and vegetables and a little bit of salt, that can often do the job beautifully. And now we'll go into a voice note question.
Hi, Dr. Nick. It's Paula here. I'm 53. I see so many electrolyte products with different ingredients, and I'm really confused about what actually matters. Could you break it down so that women over 50 know what to look for to support hydration and longevity?
Okay, yes. I completely agree that it's very easy to get overwhelmed in this space. There's just so much out there. And for most women over 50, the focus should be on looking for a product that has sodium, potassium, and magnesium. But definitely be cautious of products that are extremely high in sodium. And look out for products that also have excess added sugars and sweeteners and colorants, because a lot of these have these added nasties, which can actually do more harm than the good that you're trying to do. And also just remember, if your diet is rich in whole foods, you're likely already getting the majority of the electrolytes that you need.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
Thank you so much again for everyone's questions. You can get in touch with the podcast via our social media channels if you've got a question and you want to send it in, or even send a voice note for a future episode.
Dr. Nick's quick fix.
In each bonus episode, I try to bring things back to simple, practical takeaways that you can use. So here are your quick fixes for electrolytes. Number one, trust your biology. Your body tightly regulates electrolytes through homeostasis, so most people don't need to supplement with them daily. Number two, use them strategically. Prolonged exercise, heavy sweating, or illness may justify electrolyte support. Number three, start with food and hydration first. A balanced diet and adequate hydration are often far more effective than a trendy sachet.
Dr. Nick's quick fix.
Okay, so thank you for joining us. We've spoke a lot today about electrolytes. And if you're going to start introducing different things like this to your diet or even different supplements, you might want to be talking to your doctor or a medical professional before you decide to make these changes. Thanks everyone for your questions. I'm going to be back on the sofa with Catherine very soon, and we'll also return with more bonus episodes of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion throughout the series.
If you can't get enough Dr. Nicola in your life, she will be back with us very soon on the What's My Age Again sofa as we reveal another celebrity's biological age. Get in touch on the socials if you've got a question, and we'll answer them in a future episode of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
A Rayo Original Podcast.